and I have an inspirational story as we get started in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thursday, February the 16th. Yeah, we're halfway through the month. We're joined, Jennifer and I, who have been here working in the trenches, now joined by R. McFadden, who is in the main studio of our originating network, Radio America.
It's nice and chilly in here, too, today.
You'll have to forgive me.
Doug's got a big problem today.
I had last night, I came into the studio to do some work. I'm on the studio on the campus at Heidelberg University, my alma mater, for our quarterly meetings for the next 3 days. I came in yesterday afternoon, and last night after a dinner, I came over here to do some work and started sneezing. And Jeff Feaster, who is the kid who runs this operation, he does a great job. He has coordinated all of the studios so that we have TTF, which is our the station, our affiliate, AM and FM, in this line. Russ is at the other end of the studio. I'm on one end of the studio chain. He's on the other. And then there are a bunch of studios in between that the students use for WHEI, which is the Heidelberg radio station, and WHEI television, which is the television station on the campus. So I came out of the studio and I started sneezing. And I said to Jeff, I sneezed and sneezed and sneezed and sneezed. Stopped counting. And he laughed. He said, you must be allergic to me. So I came in here this morning, and I've been in here for a couple hours, and I'm sneezing again. And Russ Snyder, who's at the other end, said he's been sneezing lately. And I'm just wondering what there is in the place that is nothing different. I've been in the studio. We've had this the second year we've been using the studio facilities, right?
Yeah. Get Jack Bauer on the phone.
Yeah, let's find somebody to
figure out.
Have they done anything recently?
I have not.
Paint, carpet?
No, it all looks the same to me. But I'm going to check it out, Richie, for sure, because I can feel the stuff just raining. Wrong. You know, you get that feeling?
Stuff. That's a good point, yeah.
What'd you say, Roberta?
Cleaning.
Maybe some cleaning
supplies.
Yeah, cleaning fluid. Roberta Fasinelli, our queen of cheap, what are the hot deals today, my dear? A half hour from now, we'll update you on some of the ways you can save a lot of money, including...
Ooh, free breakfasts and 50% off at the Limited.
Wait a minute,
and
do I see...
free box of cereal.
I'm looking at the report. As you said free breakfast, I see Waffle House.
Uh-oh.
Is there a Waffle House in my future?
Is there a Waffle House in your
future? The problem is there
are
no Waffle Houses in the North. It's all in the South. You can't find any Waffle Houses in the North. None in California.
No, we don't eat waffles in New York.
Travel around. All right, so Jennifer, television report. A lot of, beside the continuing ad nauseum story of Whitney Houston streaming online and all that other stuff, what else have we got?
Well, Hugh Lowry is not too happy about this whole controversy surrounding the cancellation of House, and I'll tell you why. And Charlie Sheen is in trouble again with Warner Brothers.
Other TV tidbits coming up in the next half hour. So I'm going to tell you a quick story about why I came in early. Last night there was a dinner here in Tiffin celebrating the 10th year of the revival of National Machinery. Now, people around the country may or may not know this name. National Machinery is a business that's about 150, maybe a little more than that. I think it was started in 1847. And they
typewriters and calculator or adding machines, right?
No, no. They're a foundry that makes machines that make other machines.
Oh, wow.
So they have now established themselves. The Kalnau family, Andrew Kalnau, who's on the board here with me at Heidelberg, you know, I'm on with him. I have... an enduring fondness for him. Our friendship goes back to 12 years that I've been on the board. His family has supported Heidelberg like you wouldn't believe. And he's not even a graduate. But because his family is a Tiffin family, and they started a lot of businesses, including National Machinery, have been very supportive of all kinds of local causes here, and are genuinely good, wholesome people. You know, I mean, they're just a good, solid family. The family decided to sell out to a consortium. They had started and controlled National Machinery for a number of years, and it was bought out by a consortium of big banks. This was maybe 17 years ago, 16, 17 years ago. And the Kalnau family got out of the picture. And I don't think Andrew wanted to do that, but the family decided it was the best thing to do. So anyway, as one might expect, when a big company comes in and runs a little sort of family-operated company, has a couple hundred employees, they run it into the ground, and they decide they're going to close it and put everybody that's here out of business and send this manufacturing, which is very unique, offshore to some other entities.
Mm.
So the Kalnow family, Andrew and his sisters and brother, decide that they don't want this to happen. So Andrew comes up with a scheme to buy back the assets of the company and to restart it again. But the big bank, Citibank, doesn't want them to do it. They don't want to run it. They can't run it, but they don't want the family to do it. So Andrew sues the bank and eventually gets control of the bank again for the family and, more importantly, for the employees that are here. And when they took it over, it was right after September 11th. So, you know, everything stopped in this country. Everything stopped. We all know that, including many of these wonderful small companies that have never made it back again. After they failed because all the orders stopped, there was no way for them to come back. The Kalnows were determined to get this business going again, and so they did. And they had 100. I remember when Andy brought me over there, I don't know, it may have been early 2003 or something, and I had a tour of the factory. Well, I've grown up on farms and stuff and around plants and businesses that were working on machinery, so I was fascinated with it. And as I went through there, I thought, you know, there wasn't much going on because they didn't have any orders. But as it turned out, he was able to put a lot of deals together, excuse me, not only in our country but around the world, and the company's been revived. And it's now thriving, and instead of a little over 100 employees, they're up to now close to 400 employees. And the biggest problem they have is finding people who can do the work. Can you imagine how mindless that is in a country that has almost 9% unemployment? They can't find people who are trained to do the work. And we have, what, in Los Angeles, 60% dropout rate.
Yep.
Folks, are we this crazy? Are we this out of our minds that we aren't training in a vocational way high schoolers who aren't good college material? Well, everybody's got this mania you ought to go to college. Not everybody's suited to go to college.
Trade school, trade school, trade school.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what happens because of real estate values? That's one of the things that they tout is that, oh, 90% of our students go to college.
Yeah,
so they don't want kids
give you a gumball.
Yeah, they don't want kids to go to
college. How many kids of those 90% drop out of college?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know this personally because I had this problem with my home high school that my daughters wanted to go to a vocational school, which happened to be the Performing Arts High School.
Right.
But it's considered a vocational school.
Mm-hmm.
And our school district on Long Island would not at first allow them to go. I actually had to get an attorney and threaten to sue them to allow them to go to that school.
It is
because
we have
it's
one
considered
vocational.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They have one here in Fairfax County.
A voc school?
Oh, yeah.
We have one in Framingham.
It's a nice
one. Tech.
It
doesn't do a very good job. I remember when I was in school, we had shop. We had metal. We had all of the things that would teach somebody, even if you weren't going to be professionally involved, you were taught
how to use
your hands,
how to make
things work. Go ahead.
These kids go into the vocational schools, like let's say the kids go into the automotive vocational schools, which includes a lot of computer science now because cars are so computerized. They're walking out of these schools into $40,000, $50,000, and $60,000 jobs.
Yeah.
The kids in my current daughter's high school that are the theater tech kids, they're walking out and getting into Local One immediately, which is almost unheard of.
They want them. They need them.
They want them. They need them.
Yeah.
The jobs are there. But instead you go to college and you go to, into liberal arts.
No place.
What is that going to do for you?
Well, why don't they train people themselves?
They do, but we're paying taxes. National Machinery and Tiffin pays tens of thousands of dollars a year in property taxes and other taxes. Why shouldn't they expect the school system in Tiffin or surrounding area or any place to have a vocational training part of the system so that these kids, as Roberta just pointed out, who aren't, their aptitude isn't aimed at college. They ought not to be going to college as much.
But they've got other talents.
Yeah, they do. And we are not.
A machinist is an incredibly talented person.
And they're making a lot of money.
Plumbers. You know plumbers are making more money than the guy that got the philosophy degree from wherever.
At this dinner last night to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the return of National Machinery, there's a fellow who is a recruiter. He goes to the Philippines to bring women back here to go to nursing school so they can get hired because we can't produce enough nurses in America? Yep. What in the name of God are we talking about here?
No one wants
with
to change
nine,
their pants.
Nobody wants to. So we're going to give them money for doing nothing?
Yep.
That's what we do here. We are suicidal in this country. Suicidal.
Our priorities are just
screwed up. When Andy Kalnow speaks about not being able to find the people to expand his business because there are no people or not enough people trained to work as skilled mechanics, and that's really what they are, this is a company that's very unique in all the world. And pretty much every car that you drive, pretty much every tool that you handle has a piece of it made from some machine that's made by National Machinery. That's how extensive and expansive. Mm-hmm. They're so unique. They make machines that make other machines, and it's unique in the world. And that's why they have branches in Japan and China, in Germany, and they've now started to really thrive because Andy and his family had the foresight to see that this is what the world needed. And he wasn't about to give up on America. And there are a lot of people that are doing that, but they still get screwed around with because in this circumstance, they can't find enough people. We're paying money to train and educate our kids, and we're failing miserably. And therefore, we're failing, not only are we failing them, but we're failing guys like Andrew Kalnow and his family who are trying to build a business up, and they can't find people. I was apoplectic when I left there last night. Listening,
I can just see you.
I mean, it just it's so crazy. Here we have this wonderful thing called America, and we are screwing ourselves.
Well, take a breath.
All right.
I gotta settle sneeze. Down, big fella.
I got to sneeze anyway.
Go sneeze.
Go sneeze.
It's 19 past our good day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, American Idol, on last night. There were three different groups of singers trying to impress the judges. The first group of the day sings now a little for the judges. Sing for yourself.
Chica, 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 wow, 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 wow. While you were beaming, I was beaming, the beamer just beaming. I can't believe that I caught my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for.
So you're watching this, Richie?
So I went to
And the groups, as they sang together, were in all pretty rough.
Yeah.
But then the second part of the show, where the next night, where the people who passed through sang individually, some really good stuff.
Really?
Right, we have just these groups. This is the first group. They stink. Let's get the next group on. First group the judges didn't like, but the second group apparently they did.
This is pretty good.
Yeah, this sounds good.
When the day comes and you are down, bleed on me when you're about to drown.
They put these groups together. It's not like the voice.
That's part of the fun of it, is that, okay, you're in Hollywood now. Pair up with any four people, we don't care who, and you have this list of 10 songs to sing from. And so part of the drama is everybody trying to find the group. And of course, there are some people where, you know, people are just like, ew, I don't want to sing with you. There's a little bit of drama there. But the big drama with American Idol this year is apparently there was a flu bug going around. And people were fainting.
Somebody fell off the stage last week, right?
And it's all part of this whole flu thing that's going around, where they just kind of get weak. I mean, they've had 3-4 people just pass out while singing.
Is this, when you are signed on to American Idol, do you have to commit for the whole run of the show to stay? They put you up
in
Hollywood to stay there. Is that it?
People have left.
People leave. I think you can leave at any time, but I don't think you can go back and forth. You have to leave permanently.
Once you leave, you're done.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, oh, yeah.
All right. So they put them up in hotels all around the CBS studios there, Beverly and Fairfax.
Absolutely.
All right, so here's the third group singing, and they also were impressive, apparently.
As you're scheming, I was beaming in my beamer, just beaming. Can't believe that my girlfriend was cheating. So I found out a way to make her pay for it all. So I went,
demon monkeys on a shelf in spray. And on my way, I just
so where do these songs come from? What is, what
this was one of my old favorite songs. It's by Blue Cantrell. It's called Hit 'em Up Style. Oh,
really?
Loved it. Loved it.
Yeah, they're just hacking it up.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds bad. Okay, so the first group got into lyric trouble. The second group seemed to do okay. Third group can't. Yeah. So here is another example of them forgetting the lyrics. Play 1613, Richie. Ready?
How will I remember the look that was in your eyes when you stood on the side telling me it's all right?
See, I think there's a certain contingent of the audience is waiting for this sort of thing to happen. They're waiting for a disaster, right?
We love train wrecks, yes.
Whoa.
Listen
whoa.
To
Wow.
Why weren't you guys helping each other out a little bit?
Nerves.
We all get nervous. Steven still gets nervous. I get nervous. Mm-hmm. You know? But you can't let it take over. You got to say to yourself, I deserve this.
Over the last 10 seasons of American Idol, there are so many unexpected components. But one thing's for sure. On group day, some of the contestants inevitably forget their lyrics.
Hi.
And this is fun.
Verbal amnesia ran rampant.
Just remember the words.
Yeah.
Billy Ray was the son of a preacher. Oh, my God.
But in the face of adversity, this season's contestants got creative. Some mumbled.
That was a train wreck there.
Oh, my God. All right. American Idol, on the air, people watching, that's cool. 28 after on Good Day.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and could have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Time is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli, who has her Queen of Cheap Deals for you in just a moment on Good Day. Jennifer checks the television to find out if Oprah's still tweeting and what's going on. Excuse me. My God, the studios.
You need to take the day off. Oh,
wow.
My God.
Steffen is killing Doug Steffen.
Yes. Yeah, the only way they can get rid of me. Now. Anyway, William Shatner is doing a Broadway show.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen, Roberta, the reviews?
Haven't seen it yet. But
Jen and Roberta have been scheming to go see it together.
Yeah, it's a one-man show based on his latest book, William Shatner's Rules for Life or something like that.
Really?
But it's only a couple weeks in Broadway, then he comes to L.A. and performs for, I think, just a few nights.
All right, so when he's in L.A., let you and I go see him, Jennifer.
Okay.
Right,
no, Jen has to come to New York and see it with me, Doug.
No, she's going to see it with me. We're going to fight
no,
over Jennifer.
No, she's going to see it with me.
I can see it twice.
Anyway, is there anything he does that surprises anybody?
He's very quirky.
He's 8 years old, right? Isn't he 80?
He's 70. 80.
He's 80. And he just keeps, he doesn't slow down. He's got this twinkle
you know,
in his eye.
Knowing him, I think he's afraid to. He's kind of like you. When you know, you don't want to slow
stop,
down because, you fall over when
you stop. If you sit down, you'll sneeze. That's my problem here today. It's just kind of neat to see him. Yeah, and he is like that. I am like that. I couldn't imagine. I'm working on some 10-year deals right now. And people say, what, 10-year deals? What are you talking about? What do you mean? What am I talking about? 10 years from now, I'll be 10 years older than I am. So what? Then I'll make another 10-year deal after that. All right, so now I put everybody in their place. Roberta, would you please do us the honor of presenting the important information that people are dying to get?
Dying.
They come to this program every day. They dial in from
She's
everywhere.
Just to hear the Queen of Cheap Savings. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Let's start with free food. Man, do I love free food. Well, you get free breakfast at IKEA from the 18th to the 20th. That's this coming weekend.
IKEA, they sell, what are you talking about, breakfast?
Oh, my God. Can I just impart something personal here?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. IKEA
we go through this every time we talk about IKEA.
A restaurant there, Doug.
A restaurant there.
I didn't know it either, and one of my radio friends, Christian Wheel, was insisting I go have lunch there, and OMG.
Is that the same one you sent me to in Burbank?
To get the meatballs?
I didn't see the
meatballs are great.
There's a downstairs like little walk-up cafeteria, but there's a real restaurant upstairs.
Really?
Yes.
All right, so after we go see Shatner, we'll go to IKEA for a meal. How's that?
Well, lunch for $6.
You can get free breakfast.
Yes. And breakfast is like $3. It's amazing.
Roberta says it's free.
I know.
Well, this weekend, it's free.
Wow.
And also, if you have kids, they have free kids meals on Tuesdays at IKEA and free breakfasts every Monday. So if you plan it out right, you can eat
paradise.
Free.
Well, hey, I get a free $7 meal if I spend $180 or $600 in furniture and knickknacks.
No, just go there for the food and leave.
Yeah, you don't have to buy anything.
No,
what
I'm saying, it's not socialist. It's just a marketing ploy.
And they even sell the food, too. I mean, for you to take home. They have, like, you know, frozen versions of the meatballs and stuff that you can take home with you. So there. It's more than IKEA, more than just furniture. Okay, if you're going to take your kids to Legoland in Florida, we have a free e-book for you. Now, we also have a free e-cookbook that's 50 no-fuss crockpot recipes. I love my crockpot. I've talked about my crockpot. I have the morphing crockpot. It starts out as chicken soup on Monday, and it winds up by clam chowder by Friday. You know, just adding stuff.
By Sunday, it has stuff growing in it like I have growing in my crockpot.
But that's an old-fashioned way of cooking. That's how people used to cook. Mm-hmm. They had the pot hanging over the fire. So we have 50 no-fuss crockpot recipes for you. The limited 50% off if you buy 3 items. We have a coupon for you. It's valid only 2 days, so don't waste time. We have a Facebook freebie from Post Cereals, a box of Great Grain cereal. You have to go on Facebook and like it and follow the instructions. Facebook.
What happened to Facebook? It's Facebook now.
Facebook. No, fake books.
They should do that.
Fake book.
That'd be a good Saturday Night Live for you.
We have a principal coupon for buy one, get one free Friskies plus cat food. And just for a dog, free pie at Waffle House. It's a coupon.
Yum.
It's good through March 9th, so you can go there. Doug, you can print out, you know, like 300 of them and go to different Waffle Houses.
No extra charge for the cockroaches.
Get free pie through March 9th.
They're not that. They're okay. It's really amazing how I've gone. I'm having this EECP treatment, and that along with being intelligent about my diet, I'm losing the weight quicker than I usually do that I put on in the wintertime. Doesn't usually get off until I go back to the farm in April. But I have lost 6 pounds in various pursuits the last few weeks. And I know when I come to Tiffin to Heidelberg, we'll get loaded up on cookies and cakes. We had the best cake for dessert last night. It was yum, yum, yum. And I don't know, even though intelligently, I should just say, no, you know what? I don't think I'll have another dessert. When somebody comes, oh, hey, want another piece of cake? Yep.
Bring it on.
I do.
Bring it on.
Yes, well, here's another way to lose weight, Doug. You know, eating natural and organic foods and taking vitamins and supplements is a good way to really kickstart your diet. So you can get all this stuff at a great website called Vitacost.com. And the great thing is you can get it at up to 50% off. They've also got better household essentials and health and beauty aids along with the vitamins, supplements, and natural and organic foods. And if you spend $49, they ship all this stuff to your door free there, Doug. So you can get, you know, free stuff to your door to help you lose weight. It's called Vitacost.com.
Vitacost.com. All right, in a moment, Jennifer updates the television news. Did you see, anybody looked at the Billy Crystal promo shots on ABC for the Oscars?
Oh, some of them are hilarious.
Very clever.
Very
clever. They're not talking much about the Oscar presentation. Brian Grazer, who's produced this for a long, long time, is being very quiet about what they're going to do. Isn't it like next weekend? Isn't it the last Sunday?
Next Sunday.
Yeah, I think so.
I think they've been very clever. He's very clever anyway. That'll be a good shot. So good for him and good for them. That is something. That's one of the award shows. That the SAG Awards. I like the ones with the actors and actresses. Are they a People's Choice Award? Kind of like
I love the Golden Globes because it's just fun and everybody has a good time.
Yep. All right, the latest Whitney Houston. I suppose we have to tie that in with the television.
We have to talk about House and Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, right. That's coming up. TurboTax wants you to shape up your finances. TurboTax wants you also to enter to win a brand new laptop computer. And the TurboTax Premier preparation software that's included in the brand new laptop that you can win if you go to DougStefan.com. There are 20 runner-up prizes as well. new desk organizer, new headset, that kind of stuff. TurboTax gives you step-by-step guidance to get you the maximum refund when you use their service. Now, this offer for the free brand-new laptop will end on the 4th of March, so you ought to get on board now. Enter it. Complete details, matter of fact, all the rules are there at DougStefan.com. Don't have to buy anything. It is void where prohibited. Get yourself started. Look at the info. Look for the TurboTax logo right there at DougStefan.com. Win a brand new laptop. Very cool.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Denali National Park in Alaska is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. Alaska's Denali National Park is a home to Mount McKinley, and standing at 20,320 feet, it is the tallest peak in North America. Visitors return from the 6-million-acre park with tales of grizzlies, moose, and golden eagles, of sweeping vistas of subarctic tundra, and the massive peaks of the Alaska mountain range that almost rival the Great Peak itself. During summer, the park is awash with 16 to 20 hours of light each day, leaving visitors ample time to take in the dazzling scenery and to experience the closest we have to an American safari. Touring and camping are controlled to protect the park's fragile ecology. For the more adventurous, there are guided or independent hikes on the park's marked trails.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at Trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Hey, there he is.
What
appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich and Jennifer and Roberta and I, the funeral will be private, even though they're going to stream it.
Yes, it'll be streamed live on the internet.
Right. Really? And how much television coverage do you think there will be of this? It'll be everywhere. The TV cameras will be everywhere. There's no private funeral. What are they talking about? Here on yesterday's Wendy Williams program, she talked about something that we were talking about yesterday, Oprah and her tweeting for ratings. for her network. Apparently, this has a lot of people very intrigued because they were, I think, upset they didn't think about it first, even though it got Oprah into trouble. Here's that discussion.
But it's still on Oprah-ish. Yeah. Yeah.
The Grammys start at 8 o'clock on Sunday night. At 8:03, Oprah tweets the following. I'm old. Look. Everyone who can, please turn on OWN, especially if you have a Nielsen box. Okay. Well, here's the thing. The Nielsen box is the thing that guesses the ratings for the TV, and there are about 25,000 of you that have these boxes. Can you believe that? Just 25,000 people, you know, have the fate of TV in their hands. Anyway, people are saying that Oprah's tweet was desperate and that she was begging for viewers. I guess when they look at her and her queendom, they don't expect such behavior from Oprah. But Oprah responded saying, desperate isn't a part of her vocabulary, and she wasn't begging, and she used the word please to show courtesy. Well, we in TV all ask people to watch our shows or whatever we're doing through tweet and stuff. The one thing that many of us don't do because we're not as OG, original gangster, in the TV game as Oprah is, Oprah, you should know better not to talk about the Nielsen box because that's against the TV laws, right? The FCC in Washington and the cops and stuff? That's against the law.
Arbitron. Right. I find Wendy Williams very likable.
I'm liking her a lot more now, too.
I find her very likable.
I also think it's interesting that Oprah would have done that when she knew that the Whitney Houston tributes would be running all over the Grammys. It's almost a little even more disrespectful.
All right, Jennifer, let's get the story on Hugh Laurie, who says, no, I didn't do it. No, it's not my fault. No, please don't blame me.
He's hot under the collar. He really is, because all these reports about House's cancellation have circled back to saying he didn't want to go to work anymore. And so he released to TV Guide this quote. He said, some newspapers, obviously dissatisfied by the statement we released last week, have suggested that the truth, a modern journalistic shorthand for not even remotely the truth, but it's creepy enough, so let's go with it, behind our joint decision was that I was sick of going to work. The evidence for this was a remark I made 5 years ago about a totally different subject.
Mm-hmm.
He said he loves his job. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, he said, I love my job and work harder at it than most journalists working there.
Yeah, I mean, he was really hot about
that.
That's
great. Good for him.
That's great.
What's the story with Charlie Sheen, my dear?
Well, Charlie Sheen, he just can't. I mean, if trouble's floating around, it smacks Charlie in the forehead. Mm. He's in trouble again, even though the Warner Brothers and Charlie Sheen have settled their lawsuit over Two and a Half Men. Warner Brothers is upset because FX and Charlie Sheen are using pictures to promote anger management that belong to Warner Brothers. They were done in connection with appearances to market Two and a Half Men, so they've now sent a cease and desist order to Charlie to have no more pictures used in connection with his anger management show.
All right, so Jenny McCarthy is coming back to TV?
Jenny McCarthy is coming back to TV. She's got a new show that's being developed by VH1. It's going to be set to premiere in late summer
she's
or early
hot.
Fall.
Richie and I think she's
very I think hot. She's totally hot.
She's got
funny.
A great attitude. Yeah.
That's the thing that I love about her. She's not afraid to be silly. Also, good news for the Fonz, because I just love the Fonz. I always have. He's got a new gig. He'll be joining the sitcom Up All Night, which is a really cute show on NBC with Christina Applegate and Maya Rudolph. He'll be playing Ava's dad, that's Maya Rudolph's dad, on the show. He has only signed on to do one, but insiders are saying he'll probably be back for a reoccurring role on that show.
So Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony have a talent competition called The Chosen on Fox?
Yes.
We need another one of those shows?
Well, what's funny is that they're still working together, like people would, in lieu of their divorce.
They don't want to sleep together.
You know, what's funny is we're watching this they're playing it on the Spanish channels, like Telemundo or Univision.
Oh, it's already on?
And my wife and I are watching it, and I'm like, why are they always speaking English? And she's like, because they don't like to speak Spanish. Now, they're going to repurpose the stuff to go on Fox. That's the reason why, apparently.
Yeah. That's pretty smart.
Yeah. No English,
it's,
go home.
It's a pretty cool show. I don't understand what they're saying, but it's pretty cool.
Bill O'Reilly keeps saying that Whitney Houston committed suicide at every chance he gets to go on television. God love him. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we hear the money. I thought you were going to make an opera out of this and go on to Broadway with Shatner. You're not making an opera out of the money? I think that would be perfect. How many people would be interested in seeing an operetta called The Money? I mean, the song, you already got it.
Well, maybe Shatner would sing the lyrics. I mean, you know, it has to be better than his last album.
Maybe a good Broadway show.
Yeah, it would be. A good Broadway. And the money's there. Roberta, you're pretty good when it comes to operettas. You could sing
The
Richie.
Money Pit.
Yeah.
Here we go, the money pit. You buy a house and you put money in it.
Leslie, the toilet's backed up. Again.
I think it's a perfect.
Guess the plunger.
I cried, Larry. I want
make a good old-fashioned radio show. That'd be
You know what? I'm the guy who came up with the idea, so I deserve at least 25% of whatever the take is on this. All right? I'm not going to be your agent. We'll let Roberta set it up. She can find you some back alley Broadway. That's it. I can see it all now in lights. If it's good enough for a question on Jeopardy, it ought to be good enough for a Broadway musical. The Money Pit. Tom Kreitler is here. He is the Money Pit man, along with Leslie Segretti, who's the Money Pit woman. Money Pit woman.
Money Pits.
Say that again, Doug. We have some letters from you, letters from listeners, plus tips on fixing up the White House. Apparently, Mr. Obama wants to go outside and do a little painting, fix up around the White House before he runs for re-election. So we're going to find out how that all is going to take place.
Michelle, give me the plunger. It's backed up again.
Right. Only from his own. Well, never mind that. It's 55 past the hour. Hold on.
Fambruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fambruary. That's right. Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you can win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., U.K., Canada. Clean claims. No. And see 29 global rules at ConstantContact.com.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.
All right, so how many cans of paint does it take to paint the White House? It's kind of like, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
That's a good question.
I
want
to see Barack Obama out on some scaffolding outside the White House.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Paint it.
Coveralls.
Yeah.
Coveralls. Wait, you see that?
I mean, his wife's trying to get down with everybody. Why doesn't he get down with everybody? Wants the common people to vote for him. Let him fix up the White House. He could save how much money off the budget? He's got this budget battle going on now. So he could save a couple hundred bucks, right, by doing the painting
sure.
himself.
Well, you know, it's interesting. They have a team of plumbers, carpenters, electricians, and among all of those guys, in addition to all those guys, they also have a team of 33 handymen that work
really?
In the White House. Yeah.
Really?
33 handymen. So you could be a government-employed handyman if
there you
are one of those folks. But
perfect.
The answer to the question is it takes 570 gallons of paint to complete one coat on the exterior of the White House.
And do they use regular paint?
70 gallons.
Rubber paint? What kind of paint do they use? Bulletproof paint?
Masonry paint.
Why don't they just put vinyl siding on it? I mean,
that would
take care of it.
I think it's a great idea.
Vinyl siding on the White House.
Imagine the aluminum siding guy knocking on the front door saying, I see that you need some new covering on your house.
He's got his little sample book with him. You know.
He's
got them all spread out over there in the White House.
And how about those new, we need those new Anderson windows to keep the drafts out of the White House.
Absolutely.
Do you have bulletproof?
Yeah. Greg in Louisiana wants to know, he tells a story about putting more insulation over his already existing insulation. He has a total of two layers, 8 inches of insulation. For $2 more, you can put down R30 instead of R13. Would that be better, Tommy?
Well, yeah. I mean, you get more than double your insulation for two more bucks, a package. Listen, you can't really have too much insulation these days. R30, I think, is the minimum. And even though you're in a relatively southern climate there in Louisiana, that's actually going to save a lot of money on your air conditioning bills. I think we forget that the insulation that we so focus on in the fall and in the winter is equally important in the summer if you have to cool your house. If it's properly insulated, it's going to cost you a lot less to run that AC.
So the answer to the question is
yes,
spend the money. Holly says her bathroom sink clogs up.
So what does she do for a clogged bathroom sink, Tommy?
Well, I would not use liquid drain cleaners. I mean, I don't like those. I think that they can splash back and burn you. I would take the trap apart underneath the sink. It's a pretty easy, pretty safe.
Before you try that, though, baking soda and vinegar.
No.
Bam. It works well. Yeah.
Maybe for soap scum. That's about it.
All right. 58 past on good day. Thank you, Tommy.